Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim from the Kedoshim, from those great Gaonim and Tzaddikim who were killed by the Nazis al Kiddush Hashem. And we're going to be learning Amir Hashem, some Torah from the great Gaon and Tzaddik, Rav Avraham Yitzchak Bloch, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Levracha. Was the tells of Rosh Yeshiva. He was born in 1891 and he was killed too young, July 15th, 1941. One of the things that always gives me a tzitter is when I see people who are killed younger than I was, than I am. So he was younger than I am now when he was killed. Great Tzaddik Gaon. He was the second son of Yosef Leib Bloch, who was the Telzer Rosh Yeshiva, grandfather of Blazer Gordon. Blazer Gordon was Masadik Kedushin by Chaim Brisker, the chassan of his son, with Moshe. And they asked him why Dafka him? Why Dafka Blazer Gordon? So he explained that Blazer Gordon is the Gadol Hador in Avos HaTorah. He explained that he received a letter from Blazer to invite him to come say a shir in Telz. Reb Lazer invited Reb Chaim to say a shir in Telz instead of Reb Lazer. And he said, no, I'm not interested. So he sends another one. He says, maybe you're not interested because I'm the Rosh Yeshiva. So I'm Mochel. I'm not Rosh Yeshiva anymore. You could be Rosh Yeshiva. Reb Chaim said, no, it's not it. I'm not interested. Then he sent him another letter and he said, maybe it's because I'm the Rav. I'm the Av Beis Din. I'm Uchel. I don't need to be the Rav. I don't need to be the Av Beis Din. I don't need to be the Rosh Yeshiva. Yeah, it's all for you. Just come give a shir. And Reb Chaim Brisker said that somebody who's willing to be mevater and everything he has because he thinks that someone else can give a better shir, that's Avos Torah. That's the type of family we're dealing with, Rabbi Yisai. Pile plos. So that reminds me, there was a Rosh Yeshiva in, by the Chofetz Chaim, Moshe Landinsky, who was a Rosh Yeshiva for many years. And he was a student of the old school of learning, not the new Derech of Brisk, Chaim. And he saw at some point that the Bachum would benefit more if he would step down. So that's what he did. He stepped down from being Rosh Yeshiva and he gave it over. I think it was Rav Naftali Trupp took his place because he felt, Rav Meir felt that the Talmidim would benefit more from Yashir based on the new Derech. And that's maybe the only case in history where Rosh Yeshiva just willingly stepped aside and gave it to someone else because he thought the Talmidim would benefit more from the other person. So that's really a Pile Plus to Gezachar, Pile Plus. So we're talking about Avos Torah. Rabbi Yitzchak was a tremendous Ilui and Masmid. When Rav Yosef Leib was Nifter in 1929, it was assumed that his oldest son, Rav Zalman, would succeed his father as Rosh Yeshiva. But at the funeral, here we have another example. Rav Zalman says, no, my younger brother should take the job. So at the age of 38, Rav Avraham Yitzchak Bloch becomes Rosh Yeshiva of Telz, one of the most chashuv yeshivas in Europe and the world. He's a member of the Moetz Gedolei HaTorah of the Aguda. He was at the Knesset Gedola in Marienbad in Austria in 1937. 1940, the town of Telz was invaded by the Soviets. Soon after, the yeshiva had to surrender its main building for use as Red Army barracks. The students remained in Telz. They rented accommodations from the local people. Then the Soviets forbade the renting out of rooms for yeshiva students, Yimach Shemam, communists. So Rav Bloch dispersed the yeshiva to various surrounding towns, and he arranged for the Rabbanim to give shiurim, to the Talmidim. July 15th, 1941, the 20th Tammuz, the Nazis and the Lithuanian sympathizers massacred the male population of Telz, including Rav Bloch, other Rabbanim. Three of Rav Bloch's daughters survived the war. Rachel married Agon Baruch Sorotskin, who joined Telz in Cleveland, later Rosh Yeshiva. And that's the great Sorotskin family. It's mamish, one of the most chashuv families in Klal Yisrael. Rav Baruch and his sons and his grandchildren, Iluyim Ga'ayna Mechaber Svarim. Rav Yitzchak Sorotskin, I'm sure he's named after. His name is Rav Abram Yitzchak, I'm sure he's named after. His grandfather, his mother's father. So he's written, I don't know, maybe 70, 80 Svarim, but the Svarim are pile plos. They're not Likutim. They're just, he flows Chedushim. It's just mind-boggling. And there are other Sorotskins also all over in Eretz Israel and the United States. That was Rav Baruch. Another one of his daughters married Isaac Osban. He was a Talmud in Telz. He also became Rosh Yeshiva in Telz, Cleveland. Now they have Rav Osban, I think, is also, I guess, his son in Telz, Riverdale. They told Riverdale, Telz, Cleveland, Telz, Chicago. And the third daughter, Miriam, married Yosef Yehuda Leib Kleiner. They moved to Israel in 1951. They got married in a DP camp in Germany. In any event, hopefully we will talk more about Rav Bloch, Rav Yitzchak, in a future offering. And now we will get to the Torah. This is a shiur that the Rosh Yeshiva gave on the 11th of Iyar in the year Tafresh Tzadi Zion, 1937, Gevaldik. There's in the Gemara, in what a schus that we have this Torah to be able to learn it. It says in the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Beis Amud Beis, the Rabbi Damar Lefishay Mekin the Shema the Boi Trei, Midi Ava Kol Ad Yosheb Torah. According to Rabbi, that the reason you need someone to the Shaliach has to say, when he brings again Medina Siam Fanech and Fanech Dam, is because they're Bekiyim Lishma, because they're not Bekiyim to write the Get Lishma, for the sake of the woman and the man. So you should need two. Like all testimonies in the Torah require two. So the Gemara asks the eternal question, why don't we need two? Like any other Edus. And for the Gemara, Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim. One aid is believed in matters pertaining to Isser V'Heter. For the Gemara, Eimer Damrinan Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim Kon Chaticha Sofik Shel Chelev Chaticha Sofik Shuman Tlois Chazik Yisur V'Lachat Is Chazik Yisur Yishish Havi Dover Sheb Rebim Dover Sheb Pachos Mishnayim. So it's very nice when you're dealing with Isser V'Heter. Safik Chelev, Safik Shuman. All right, there you want to tell me. Eirecha Neman Bisurim, Ani Makabel. Safik Kosher Fat, Safik Not Kosher Fat. But here there's a Cheska Sisser, Eishas Ish. So first of all, here there's a Cheska Sisser, and also there's a Davar Sheba Erva. And Ein Davar Sheba Erva, Pachas Mishnayim. So this din is the Machlekes HaPoiskim. If eight echad neman b'yisurim makom d'itzchazik yisur shita satois v'sir di ramaschel eight echad the rosh later on perakan izokin the Mordechai and Yevamis peraka isha rabo simon ayin gimel. hold that Ein Eid Echad Neaman Bischazek Isura. There's a Cheska Sisser. Eid Echad is not believed. Shita Saramban, Rajba, Yvam is Peches. But even Bischazek Isura, an Eid Echad is Neaman Bishar Isurim. Right here, obviously, in the Darvish Abayerva case, an Eid Echad is not believed. Therefore, the Gemara has to come onto a teretz. Really, Rov Arbekian, it's only Dinder Abanan, so here, Shumiguna, they were Mekel. It's one. Akopanan, there's a Machloikas. If Eid Echad is Naman Bischazik Isura Machlokas Rishayim. Find another Machlokas Rishayim. Then an Eid Echad B'davar Shabbat Erva V'lo Yischazik Isura. What about an Eid Echad testifying about a Davar Shabbat Erva without a Cheska Sisser? Shitas Haran Kiddushin Chav Zayin Abed Aleph Mida Pe'arif HaMa'arik That if there's no chazaka, an Eid Echad is believed even by a Dover Shebe'erva. If it's a, like we see in the Gemara, if it's a chazik isura, but Dover Shebe'erva, Eid Echad is not believed. But according to these Rishonim, the Ran the Marik, an Eid Echad is believed with Dover Shebe'erva, with the lowest chazik isura. And Ma'arit agrees with them in his Chedushim on the Rif and Kedushim. Now this hold no. She'ein eid echad ne'aman b'davar she'be'erva even lo es chazik isura. And this is discussed in the Tshuvas of Rav Elazar Gordon, Simon Chof Zayin, She'hevi Shitas b'zeh. So, again, we have two machlekes here. One machlekes apotskim is eid echad ne'aman b'makom ischazik isura b'shar isurim, and it's eid echad ne'aman b'davar she'be'erva b'delo ischazik isura. So, Mareinu v'Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Levracha Hashem Yinkom Damo, made the following chakira. Yesh lachko. Ma tam shitas harishonim tischazik isura mevatel ne'amonus eid echot. What's the reason for that opinion in the Rishonim that if there's a cheskas iser, an eid echot no longer has ne'amonus? Ha'im havi mikoyach ha'chazoka de metzina b'chol ha'shas de besveik azlin and basal chazoka de meikora v'chanami azlin and basal chazoka keneged eidus eid echot. Is it because chazak is too strong? An eid echad can't be machriya neged achazak. He can't side against the chazaka. Or no. It's not because the chazaka is stronger. It's midin the ne'amanus of the aid. The aid can be mevayer a matzav, but an aid can't change a din. He can't be poil a din chodosh. Ulotzi adavar mima shehaya ad achshav. Umitkhila neva'er inyan zeh legabe aid echad ne'aman b'yisurim. Lashito is daf b'isurim kol echad ischazik isura einoi ne'aman. Ve'achach nevar inyan zeh legabe eid echad b'davar she'be'erva. Lashito is drak b'ischazik isura b'davar she'be'erva einoi ne'aman. So first we'd like to understand, according to those shitas, that even by isurim, if there's a cheskas isur, an eid echad is not ne'aman. And then we'd like to be mevarer legabe eid echad b'davar she'be'erva, that only b'ischazik isur b'davar she'be'erva einu ne'aman, but if it's no cheskas isur, he is ne'aman. As misvara nire, That the hachroa of the chazaka, that the chazaka decides the halacha a certain way, cannot stand up against the ne'amonus of the aid. Because we find in the Torah two types of hachrois. Often hachra echad, who din Torah, v'mokoim sofik, kagon din roiv v'chazaka. She'enam beiru vada elufi mishpat ha-Torah, אלא שבמקום מסופק אמר לנו תוירה לכל שלא ינעיד הנעמיד הדובר בחזקה סוי שנה לך אחר הרויב. There's a din Torah. One type of hachra is that the din Torah is if you have a suffic, like a din rov and a chazaka, that are not beirurim vadoim lufi mishpat ha-Torah. They don't tell us exactly what happened. We're not sure what happened. Just במקום מסופק, the Torah says that if we don't know, אפשר להעמיד את הדבר בחזקתו, or we can go after the roiv. Like we see famously, Shita Mekubetzes, we've mentioned so many times. Bov Metzia Davov Amud Beis, in the name of the Rosh and the Ritvo, Linyan Din Roiv, Sheaf Hecha Deika Din Roiv, Loi Nofik Michlal Sofik. Even when there's a Din Roiv, it still counts as a suffix. Roiv isn't a varer. Even after the roiv, we're still suffix, we're still misupik. It's a very yesoidistic shita. Biurat vorim. What does that mean? The ain kavanas din roiv delfim mishpate a toira nechshav kibeir uvada. Ela amra Torah, she besuffik nachri alafi a roiv. Vaav she benogel hanagasein uvahabe vada. Mikom mokoim. Ain't a beru gomu lefi mishpatei haTorah. That rov, according to the Torah, is not an absolute clarification of exactly what happened, what the reality was. Just the Torah tells us that if we have a suffix, we should decide the suffix according to rov. And even though we're going to act as if it's vaday, our anhaga, but still, Mishpatei HaTorah says that this isn't a Beiru Gomer. Ze Ofen Echad. Ofen Hachra Echad. Yesh Ofen Hachra Sheini. Hu Din Beiru Vadai Lefi Mishpat HaTorah. Kogon Kol Inyanei Eidus Sheba Torah. She Amra Torah Al Pishnayim Eidim Yokum Dovo. Dahainu She Lefi Mishpat HaTorah Havei Baze Beiru Vadai. Av Sheba Metzius. אפשר ששקר העידו. מכל מקום לפי חוק התורה, צריכים אנו לתפוס דברי העדים בתורס ודאי. A second type of hachra is not like we saw before by roiv in chazaka, that it's not a beirur ודאי. The second type of hachra is דרך הבירור ודאי. זה בירור ודאי. לפי משפט התורה, עדוס. Eidus tells us, we assume that what they said actually happened. Could be that, like the Rambam says, b'metzias, they're lying. But l'fi choy katoira, we have to be toifes, that what they're saying is b'toiras v'adai, v'nira. She'afilu geder ne'amonus eid echod, b'mokom she'amina Torah eid echad, u'begeder beru v'adai, d'l'fi mishpatei atoira ne'amon u'bedov ozel avarer at ha'safek. Achidish. That even the Geder Ne'amanus of an Eid Echad, when the Torah believes in Eid Echad, is a Beirur Vadai. It's an absolute clarification. It says this is exactly what happened. That according to the laws of the Torah, this person is believed to be Mevar the Suffolk when the Torah believes in Eid Echad. So according to this, it would appear, the Efshel V'Hachroas Chazoka Lamud Keneged Eidus to Eid Echad. The Hachroa V'Chazoka cannot stand against the edus of one aid. The kol shem meid, harein is barer asofik. If the aid echad was meid, so that's the barer asofik. V'sulo shayich lukma chazaka, shirak lachri asofik. A chazaka can't stand, it would appear, that a chazaka can't stand against the edus of aid echad. Because if he's made, that was mevar the suffik. What do you need a chazaka for? What does a chazaka help us? A chazaka helps us be machriya sveikis. B'fakasha. Avapoza lo safek. We have an eid echad who tells us what happened. As kvar lo nizkakim la chazaka. Ki yesh lanu eid echad shebirer lanu ma kara. V'im kein tzorech lo emar. As eich navin et adin, et ha-shita, she'ein eid echad ne'eman b'isurim b'mokom mischazek. Why is eid echad not believed in isurim if there's a schazek isura? Hari hu mevarer et ha-safek, as ma ba'ya? Lama lo yechol lamod neged ha-chazoke? As al kolcheinu, zehu mishum de'le'inin dover kazeh, lehoid al dover, she'yesh bo'y chazoko, בוי עדוס אלימו של שני עדים. וכמו דגוף העדוס של ממוין, בוי יש שני עדים. So it must be that as far as being made against about something where there's a chazaka, we require such a strong edus of two edim. Just like edus mammon requires two edim, so to any edus that's coming to change a din from miser to heter or the opposite needs a koyach ne'amanus of shnei edim. Now, once the chazaka has already been established, so the eid echad cannot change what we've already established to be. When nothing has been established, we believe the Eid Echad, it's a Beir Ravadei. But once we've already established the Chazaka, the Eid Echad doesn't have the koach to go against that. He can't change what we already know to be true. We also have been going through in our series on Gittin, Kiddushin, Iksubis. We've been going through Kiseder, the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu. We're trying anyway. Rehina Rabbeinu Moran Hagon, Reb Chaim Zitzal Derush, the Mir Rosh Yeshiva. So he says the same vort. There's an old expression that if you're going on the road and you meet other people, you're probably going the right way. You're on the right road. If no one else is there, you should be suspicious. Something is off over here if you don't know where you're going. But if you see other people, they're going in the same direction. A few months ago, I was going to a wedding, and somewhere in Beit Shemesh, I just didn't know where I was, how to get there. I don't have a car, public transportation, buses, and I'm walking now. Tell me, go here, go there. Anyway, I saw a family that looked like they were going to a chasana, so I just followed right along, and minutes later, I found myself exactly the very wedding I needed to be at. So it's a good road here. That an Eid Echad can't be Mishane a Chazaka. An Eid Echad doesn't have that koyach. V'yesh lo chiyach kidvareinu. Anachnu achshav be Yud Aleph Iyor Tof Reish Tzadi Zayin, 1937. Babe Ruth is sacking home runs for the New York Yankees. And in Tells, much, much more important things are going on. You want to say a vort? You want to say a chiddush? Bring me a raya. So here goes. V'araya. V'araya. Shapnei Yoshua, b'kiddushin daf samach gimel amud beis, hiksha, t'lefima d'kaim alan rube v'chazaka rube odiv. Im kein, kevin d'ein eid echad neman k'neged ha'chazaka filu b'yisur in the kamashitos. Amai hei neman k'neged rube. We paskin that a ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. So since an eid echad is a neman k'neged ha'chazaka, even b'isurim, not only davar sheher, but even b'isurim l'kamashitos. So why is an eid echad neman neged roiv? And he brings a raya mimaisim shabachol yom. Sh'af al pi sheish b'makul in roiv trefis. Adam Neaman Loimar Zutrefe. that even though they have in the shachtois, in the slaughterhouse, they have rov treifus, a person is naman to say that this is kasha. So if an eid echad is not believed against the chazaka, as he believed against the roiv, ruba v'chazaka ruba odif, ruba is nach sterker from chazaka, if I may speak the language of tells. ובשב שמייצה, בשמייצה ווב, פרק זין, הוא מחלק בין רובה די איסה כמון לרובה די לסה כמון. די בדי איסה כמון, עד אחד מהמן. די לדברי העד, אין חתיך הזו בכלל את הרויבס. אבל בדי לסה כמון, אין אוי נאמון. תא נגד כל חתיך וחתיך, איקה רובה די איסורה. וביר דבור אבנירה. דברו בדיסה כמן, כל מציאוס הרויב נולד ממצב ידיעסינו, שנועד אלינו שיש כאן את הרויבס חתיכה אחס טרפה בין רויב כשאיר עושה להפך, והצטרפות של כל החתיכות לסופק הוא רק משום מצב ידיעסינו, ולכן אם בו העיד הוא מעיד על אחס מהי, אינו מויציו יסבי דוסה מכוח דין הרויב, אלא מברר שאין חתיכה זו מצורפת לחתיכו יסה אחר שבת הרויבס כלל, ואין לדון בו על פי רויב. אולם ברו בדלסה כמון, הכרועס הרויב היא בגוף החתיך או האחס, שמעיד עליה העיד. ובזה יש לא אמר שאינו נאמן כנגד הרויב. צריכים לדעת את המושגים רובה דה איסה כמון ורובה דה לסה כמון. רובה דה איסה כמון is a רוב that's in front of us. רובה דה לסה כמון is a רויב that's not in front of us. For example, Chulin 11a, most people are not Srisim and Ilonios. Most people are able to have children and become a gadol physically. Roiv B'ilai Sachar Abal, Chulin 11b. Hamoich HaShor L'chaveir of Nibsa Nakhin, V'roiv Konim L'charisha, V'al Smach HaRov Tovei HaKonis Hamoich HaShahit Oysa. שהרי שור נקחן לא מועל לחריש אל רק לשחית בו בכמה מהם ווב. And if a person sells an axe to his friend, the axe is a נקחן, and most people acquire for the sake of חרישה, that's the רוב. Most people in the world are one for the חרישה, and if the shore is a נקחן, it doesn't help for חרישה, you have to שחט it. רוב מצוי נעצר שחית המומחן, So these are examples of Ruba de Isa Kamon, Ruba de Lesa Kamon, a rov that's not in front of us. And then there's Ruba de Isa Kamon, there's a rov that is in front of us. What's Ruba de Isa Kamon? That you have in front of you some pieces of meat that are not kosher and some are kosher, stores. Most are selling kosher, not kosher food. That's Ruba de Isa Kamon against Ruba de Lesa Kamon. So the Shmaitze says that there's a difference between Ruba de Isa Kamon and Ruba de Lesa Kamon. If it's a Ruba de Isa Kamon, an Eid Echad is believed. Because according to the Eid, this Chaticha is not included in the Tarevis. So if it's Ruba de Isa Kamon, an Eid Echad is believed against the Rev. But if it's a Ruba de Lesa Kamon, an Eid Echad is not believed against a Rov. Because against every Chaticha, there's a Ruba de Isura. If it's a Ruba de Isa Kamon, he's believed. Because he's saying this Chaticha is not included, this piece is not included in the mixture of Rov. He excludes it. But if it's Ruba de Lesa Kamon, he's not believed. Because Neged Kol Chaticha V'Chaticha, is a rov of Isser. What does he mean in this chiluk? So explains Moreinu v'Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. The Beruba de Isa Kamon, the whole mitzius of the rov was generated by our yediya. We know that there's a tarovis of one shreifa among many kosher or vice versa. And the only reason that all of these pieces are coming together is because of our knowledge, because of our awareness, because of our consciousness. And therefore, if the aide comes and tells us about a certain piece, he's not being motzi at beidusa mikoach harov. He's saying, Meirav Rabbeisai, your whole idea was off. There is no rov against it because it's not included in the tarovis. You had a suffix because you thought it was part of this mixture and you don't know what in the mixture is kosher and what in the mixture is treif. I'm telling you it's not part of the mixture. I'm telling you whether it's kosher or treif, so it's not part of the mixture at all. So there he's believed. However, if it's a chubat alasa, come on. He's being made against Teva Abriya. The lashon of the Shmaitze is of a chubat alasa, come on. Ukon roiv behem usein and shreifos. Ubay rechad varma shenim tzad machad b'chol aguf v'chayotze. Nira deni rechad neman lohayt neged aroiv. The chubat alasa, come on, ain't no machmas tarayv. It's not because of the mixture. El roiv bifnei atzma, this is a lashon of the Shmaitz himself. It's a roiv bifnei atzma v'roiv b'teva. That's nature. He's being made against nature. In other words, if it's our idea, he's saying, you fellas, you have it all wrong. This isn't part of the mixture. So you're at a suffix. I'm telling you nothing to be misubik about. So he can take it out of our lack of knowledge, lack of awareness, and make us aware, and therefore it's not a shayla anymore. But if it's a ruba delesa, come on. So he's being made against Teva. It's more of an objective suffix. In other words, the most if most animals are a certain way, if most things are a certain way, whatever we're dealing with, that's the nature of the world. That's objective. The Ruba the Issa come on is subjective, based on our knowledge, and he's telling us our knowledge is wrong. But this is objective. This is the Teva of the world. So he's being made against the Teva. That we don't believe him to do. Achoras harov lashem rabbeinu here. Achoras harov gufa chaticha achas. He's made on this chaticha. And he's saying this is against the Teva Olam. In other words, the Teva Olam is one way, and he's saying about this chaticha, it's not. It's not Teva Olam. So if we're dealing with the Ruba Delesa, come on. That's the way the Teva is in the world. And he says against that, we can't believe him. He's not Nema. For all of behemoths in the world aren't Shreifas, and he says this is a Shreifa. How can we believe him? He's being made against Teva of the world. So that's the chilek that the Shemaitza makes. But then he says, we see his Pekame Mekoymas, you can't make this chilek because an Eid Echad is even believed against Ruba Delesa. Come on. He tries to say teirutzim, which aren't necessarily the most convincing. Avalafian is boyim. We can answer the kasha of the Pnei Yoshua. What was the kasha of the Pnei Yoshua? Pnei Yoshua asked, "We paskin ruva chazaka ruva adif." So why can an eid echad be? Why is he not made? Why can't he be made neged a chazaka? But he can be made neged a roif. My high ruva adif. Beidus kazulo neman eirechod v'tzrichi koach edus shel shnayim, avo bechatira shem makum shirak mevayr matziv, hachatira tzeish lo neman etzvein erov machrei negdoi klal. But based on our yisod, we can answer the kasha of the Pnei Yoshua. Because not that Erecha is not believed against the Chazaka, it's not because we follow the Chazaka. Because frankly, Chazaka has no koach achra against Nemanus of Edus. Nor does Rolf. So the only thing is when there's a Chazaka, the Eid doesn't have the koach. It's a Chazek Yisura. The Eid doesn't have the koach to change what we know to be true, to be pole a new din, to activate a new din. But, so therefore that's why. So really, Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Adif. And Eid Echad is taka not weaker than a Chazaka. It's the an Eid Echad is Mevara, a Chazaka is not Mevara. Elamai, if it's already a Chazek, there's already a Chazaka. The reason he can't be made against the Chazaka is because he doesn't have the power to change what we already know to be true. Whereas by a Rov, he can tell us this isn't part of the Rov. He can be made against a Rov. Because he's Mevarer. We don't know. Is it part of the Rov or not part of the Rov? He's Mevarer that it's not. But Legabe Chazaka, that it's Becheska, it's a certain way. We assume it's a certain way. He's being pulled a new din. He's changing what we already assume to be know to be true because of our Chazaka, because of our presumption. So that's why Nei Rechad is not believed against the Chazaka. So that concludes our first part of this Shir, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. And I'd like to read a little bit from the beautiful Sefer, one of the most important Svarim, history Svarim we have, the Ela Eskira, the multi-volume series about the Kedoshim. Just incredible articles about the Ika'onim, the Tzadikim, the leaders. So as part of our series of learning about the Kedoshim, I don't only want to learn their Torah, I want to learn their lives. Rabbi Yitzchak Bloch, Rabbah v'Rosh Yeshiva Acharon Shel Telz Belita, Hiva Hitgalmut Kol HaArachim HaKlulim BeTelz, Asher Hayta Yoter Meir V'Yoter MeYeshiva, Ki Musag Haya, מושג רב ההיקף והמשמעות. הרב בלוך היה דור שלישי למנהיגי הישיבה ומעצבי אופייה. נכדו של רב אליעזר גורדון, שזכה לתואר רב אליעזר הגדול, ובנו של רב יוסף לי בלוך, גדול גם הוא, שספג בקרבו את כל אשר נוצר בישיבה זו, וכל מה ששוכלל בבית הרב בטלס. בית הרב אף הוא היה מושג מיוחד בליטה. ישיבת טלס מן העתיקות בליטה הייתה. נוסדה בשנת תפרש למתי ידי רב מאיר אטלס, שכיהן אחר כך כרבה של קהילת שבלי, והיה חותנו של רב אלחון וסרמן. רב צבי אופנהיים, לאחר מכן היה רבה של קלם, ורב זלמן אבל. שלושת גדולי הרוח הללו לקטו סביבם בטלס, בחורים צעירים, בעלי כישרונות, ולימדו תורה. חוג בחורים זה היווה את הגרעין לישיבה גדולה שהתפשטה והתרחבה ושמה יצר לתהילה ברבות הימים כאחד המרכזים התורניים בעולם. So, like we mentioned at the beginning, Rav Bloch was a third generation. First was Rav Eliezer HaGadol, his grandfather, Eliezer Gordon, started the yeshiva, and his son, Rav Yosef Lei Bloch, and then his son, Rav Yitzchak Bloch. So Telz was one of the older institutions of Lithuania. It was founded in Tafresh Lamed Hay, 1865, where Meir Adlis, who was the father-in-law of Ruchan Wasserman, Rav Tzvi Offenheim was later the Rav of Kelm, and Rav Zalman Abel. So they gathered together the Bachrim to learn, and the yeshiva expanded. צורתה של ישיבת טלז נתגבשה עם באו של רב אליעזר גורדון לשמש בקטע רבנות בעיר. רב אליעזר רב בקלם היה קודם לכן ובחורים בעלי כישרונות וצמאי תורה נערו לקלם ללמוד תורה בפיו. מפיו. ביניהם היה רב יוסף לב בלוך, אביו של נושא רשימה זו. 5 שנים למד רב יוסף לב אצל רבו בקלם, והרבי והתלמיד התקשרו בקשרי נפש חזקים. התמסרו יחד להחדיר את לימוד התורה, המבוסס על היגיון הישר, בין התלמידים. כאשר עקר רב אליעזר גורדון משאו מקלם ועבר לטלס, הלכו אחריו תלמידיו, והונחו היסודות לישיבת טלס. בשנת תרמ"ב נשא רב יוסף לב בלוך המובחר שבתלמידי רב אליעזר גורדון את ביתו לאישה, וכעבור כמה שנים נתמנה לראש הישיבה. שנים אחדות חלפו. הנהלת הישיבה נמסרה לידי הגאון רב שמעון שקופ, ויוסף לב בלוך נקרא לשרת בקודש כרב בעיר ורנה, אחר כך בעיר שדובה, ושם הקים ישיבה. בתרס"ט פרצה דלקה גדולה בטלס, רוב בתי העיר נשרפו, וביניהם עלה באש בעניין הישיבה. שהוקם על תילו רק זמן קצר לפני כן, ואליעזר גורדון התמסר בכל חום ליבו, להקמת הריסות העיר ולבנות הישיבה מחדש. הוא לקח את מקל הנדודים ביד וטלטל עצמו למקומות רחוקים, כדי להשיג אמצעים לכיסוי החובות, אשר בהם שקע בעמדת העיר והישיבה על תילן. מרוב התאמצות חלה ונפטר בניחר בלונדון בירת אנגליה בשנת תרע"ע. So in 1882, Rabbi Yosef Leib marries Rabbi Eliezer Gordon's daughter after learning by his Rebbe for 5 years, and they were so close. And the yeshiva was then given over to Shimon Shkop, and Rabbi Yosef Leib Bloch was a rabbi in various cities. In 1909, there was a big fire in Telz. Most of the homes were burned down, including the yeshiva building, which had just recently been built. And then, unfortunately, Rav Eliezer Gordon was in tremendous chovis because of this yeshiva, and he had to go to Chutz Laretz, goes to England, and tragically dies there in 1910 in London. אחרי פטירת חותנו נקרא רב יוסף לייב לטלס לרשת את מקום חותנו, הן כאב בית דין, הן כראש ישיבה. אז נפתחה פרשה חדשה בהתפתחות הישיבה. רבי יוסף לייב התגלה כפדגוג בחסד עליון, והציל מרוחו אדיר מידיעותיו המרובות על תלמידיו. תרפ"א נמסרה ראשית רשות הישיבה, ישיבת טלס לבנו השני, רב אברהם יצחק בלוך, והוא עמד בראשה למעלה מ-20 שנה, משנת תרפ"א עד תש"ע. כדי להכיר את אישיותו של רב אברהם יצחק, מנכרח הוא להתבונן כמעה במהותה ברוחה של הישיבה, אשר מתחילה היה חניך שלה, ואחר כך נעשה אצטלת המחנך הראשי בה. בישיבת טלס נמזגו יסודות רבים. לגיבוש שיטתה פעלו גורמים שונים. בגלל זה הצטיינה הישיבה ברב גבניות. הגורמים שהכריעו בה היו התעמקות על אתר, יגיעה בהבנת דברי חז"ל וחדירה עמוקה לעצם כוונותיהם, בהירות המחשבה וישרות ההיגיון, פשטות התפיסה, פילוסופיה דתית, הזדקחות המידות לפי שיטת המוסר במהדורת טלס המיוחדת. לימוד על אתר כיצד? עוד לפני ששאפו להבין דבר מתוך דבר, התאמצו להבין את הדבר גופו, לתופסו על בוריו, במלוא היקפו, לכל צדדיו ואופניו. עמלו למצוא את משמעותם הנכונה של דברי התורה, של פסוק, של רעיון במאמר חז"ל שהלכה ברמב"ם. לא להבריק בחריפות הייתה המגמה, אלא להבהיר בשכל ישר את המעורפל. כל שאיפתם בלימודם היה לקלוע אל האמת. הם היו זהירים לבלי סבך דברים פשוטים, ולבלי אחור את המעיין הצח של משנת חכמי התלמוד. הם לא התחכמו להמציא, אלא תלכו לרכוש את הקיים משכבר. לא לחדש התכוונו, אלא לגלות את הישן התאבו. לא לבנות בניינים משלהם תלכו, אלא להגיע לשרשים חתרו. לא להכניס מיצירותיהם עמלו, אלא להכניס לפלטרין של חכמי המת, השתוקקו. מכוח החדירה העמוקה היא השענות, הזהירות לבלי לסטות מן הקו שמתחו, ומכאן הזכיר השכל הבריא והיגיון הבהיר. ומכאן גם הפילוסופיה הדתית של שיעורי דעת. מכאן כל היקף השיטה שהמשיך בה, תוך התרחבות והתעמקות ראש ישיבתה האחרון של טלס רב אברהם יצחק בלוך. פה גם תורת המידות, מיסוד תנועת המוסר של רבי ישראל סלנטר, אשר בחר ברב אליעזר גורדון למלא את מקומו כמגיד שיעורים לפני תלמידיו בעוזבות קובנה, ואשר רב אברום יצחק נכדו של רב אליעזר הגדול חזר אליה, העמיקה והרחיב את אופקה בנוסח מיוחד כמנהג טלס. גורמים אלה חרגו ממסגרת צרה של לימוד, הם עלו תפקיד של חינוך, חינוך האדם כולו בשלמותו, לרבות כל תכונותיו וסגולותיו, וחינוך כל אדם איש ואיש כפי כישרונותיו ויכולתו. בטלס לא הציב לנגד עיניים דמות של אדם מילי מכונן בכל מעלות ומוכתר בכל המידות, כדי לומר כזה ראי וקדש, על מנת לחנך לפי דוגמה משוכללת זו את כל התלמידים. בטלס הציצו למכמני הנפש של כל יחיד ויחיד, התבוננו לנטיותיו האינדיבידואליות, וראשי הישיבה מומחים היו בחוכמת הנפש בפסיכולוגיה, והתאמצו לסייע לכל פרט, לפתח את כוחותיו הרוחניים של עצמו, בכיוון ובמקצוע שהכוחות הללו נוטים. מחנכי טלס נתנו ליבם לחשוף את הנטיות הללו ולגלות את הכישרונות התמירים החבויים בנפש, על מנת להפעילם. רב אברום יצחק הסביר שיטה זו, שקוראים אותה היום בעולם הפדגוגי בשם חינוך אינדיבידואלי, בפסוק כל עצמותיי תאמרנה. אמר רב בלוך, אנו מפרשים כל עצמותיי כל העצמיות של האדם, כל הכישרון המיוחד שבאדם. אנו מתאמצים לגלות ולפתח את הכישרונות הללו, כדי להפעילם למען התורה והיהדות. מטעם זה, אם מישהו גילה תמדה בלימודיו, עזרו לו להיות בקי. שני, כי הכריח התעמקות, הוכיח התעמקות. תמכו בו שיעם כאן. שלישי, כי גילה כישרון של נואם או סופר, עודדו אותו שיפתח כישרונות אלה. למען יוכל להעמידן בשירות התורה. רביעי, כי מצאו בו סימונים של נטייה להסקנות, לפעלתנות ציבורית, עודדו אותו בשטח זה. ובדרך שאדם רוצה ללך, היו מוליכים אותו. ובלבד שיכוון ליבו לשמיים. סייעו בידו של כל אחד לדלות ממעמקי נפשו את כל התכונות הקשורות בכך ולעלתון אל על. הכל להרבצת תורה ואמונה, שהייתה המטרה היחידה והמאחדת. הישיבה עוד שמה לפני המטרה לחנך הרבנים דווקא, כל אחד במקומו, במקצועו, בשטח פעולתו. אחת היא עם רב או סוחר, סופר או עסקן. חייב היה לפעול למען המטרה העיקרית לתורה ואמונה. ואומנם חניכי ישיבת טלס, ולא בלבד הרבנים שיצאו ממנה, הצטיינו בערנותם לבעיות העם, ברגע שאחריות כלפי ציבור ובמסירותם לגבי דרישות הכלל וצרכה. אם תמיד לא היה מתעתד להפוך את הרבנות לקרדום לחפור בה למתכונן, לשלוח ידו במסחר או לעסוק מקצוע אחר, היו טובים לנו יותר ששקדה בלימודים עוד יותר אינטנסיבית מאשר מועמד לרב. והטעם פשוט. הלו הרב ישקוד על לימודיו גם אחרי שיעזוב את כתלי הישיבה ולסוחר, למשל ייחשף לתוך קלחת עסקיו, ושעתו ודעתו לא תהיינה פניות להגות בתורה. לכן דווקא הוא חייב להתמיד יותר כל עוד הוא יושב על ספסל הישיבה. So, in 1921, after the passing of Yosef Leib, Yosef Leib takes over for his father. Yosef Leib is Nifter, and Rav Avraham Yitzchak Yarshin's the Rosh HaYeshiva, heading the yeshiva, for a little bit over 20 years, from 1921 to 1941. And we have to understand what the idea, what the philosophy of Telz is. Telz is a lot. Telz is clarity of thought. Telz is strong, clear logic. Telz is philosophy. Telz is Kabbalah. Telz is purifying midas according to the unique Shitas HaMusar of Telz. Rav Cook was considered to become the Mashgiach in Telz. It's an interesting story about that. But you see, it wasn't your typical Musar Yeshiva. They had their own Shitas, Shita in Limud, Shita in Musar, Shita in Avodas HaMidas. First they would learn al atar. First they would understand the concept. And then they would be maven davar mitoch davar. But with this they would try to get clarity on the concept. And everything is with clear logic. Also the shiurei das, just a very unique set of svarim from Rav Yosef Leib Bloch, edited by his son, Rav Elia Meir, who was in America, who was saved from the Holocaust too. So Rosh Yeshiva in Telz, Cleveland. And That's a very, very kedai to learn. Those shiurei das, which are a mixture of musar, philosophy, Kabbalah. So that's their lamdas. Again, clear logic, defining concepts before being maven davar mitoch davar, not to confuse things. And then their unique world of philosophy and Jewish thought. And Teres Hamidus, where Rabbi Eliezer Gordon was chosen by Rav Tzvi Salanter to take his place as a Magid Shir in Kovna when he left Kovna. And Rav Ram Yitzchak in his Gainus was able to expand the Sheet of Tells that he inherited from his father and grandfather. Chinuch was a very big deal in Tells. They emphasized individual chinuch. Everybody is not the same. Every Talmud is different. What they say, no cookie cutters. Kol atzmoisei toimarna. All of my atzmius, all of my being, all of my uniqueness, all of my selfhood, should say micha moicha Hashem. I have to develop myself. So if they saw that a Talmud was a masmid, they said, okay, learn a lot of mesechtes, cover a lot of ground. They saw that he was an amkin, so that he was encouraged in that direction to be a mamik, to be mechadish chidushei Torah. Another one, they saw that he's a good speaker, he's a public speaker, he is a talented writer. Not everybody can do everything. Some people are bikiyim, some people are amkanim, some people are noamim, sofrim. Everybody has their areas of expertise, of talent. And areas are the less talented, but in tells, they were able, the rabbonim, were able to detect in the talmidim where their talents lie and develop them in those areas. That's the best mechanich. Be able to look at the Talmud and see where he's going. And some Talmidim went to the world of business in Askanas. And that was also developed. That was also encouraged. And he was told that they had to learn with even more Asmada. Because a person is learning to be a Rav, who's planning to be a Rav, he's going to continue. He's going to have time to learn even after he gets married and goes out into the world. But the businessman is going to be so busy with his business, he's going to have less time. So Mimele, he has to... He has to be a bigger masmid in yeshiva. I find it very interesting today that a lot of balabatim learn a lot more than a lot of rabbanim. Why is that? Because a lot of rabbanim, if you're a community rabbi in the United States, and some England, other areas, other places, South Africa, you're busy all day long. Rabbanim are busy with endless today with emails and WhatsApps and phone calls, hospital visits, counseling, unmarried couples, married couples, problems in the community. Oh my gosh, it's endless. The endless responsibilities of the rabbi. There's a funeral and there's a chasana and there's a bar mitzvah and there's a bris. To go here and to go there. It's 24/7. And again, today, rabbanim are very accessible. Right? Somebody, every rav has his most... their email address, and have their phone with them, and then people can call them all the time and answer shaylos. Whereas a balabas goes to work, working from 9 to 6, and he's up at 6. He davens, learns his daf yomi, goes to work, works till 6, comes home, eats dinner, ma'ariv. He can learn till 11, he can learn 3-4 hours a day. He can learn during lunch break. See, he learns. Sundays he has. He's off Sundays. What does he get to do on Sunday? What does he get to do on Sunday? Bad, he learns. A whole day to learn. What's a Shabbos? He's free. Shabbos. He's not, he just learn the whole what's a Shabbos. Nothing else to do. And... what about Shabbos itself? You know, Orthodox rabbis. They might be Orthodox, but that's their busiest day, Shabbos. Yeah, they have to give drushes and divrei Torah and go to this and this simcha and a kiddush for this and a kiddush for that, and they're invited here, invited there, and then they have guests over. Whereas a balabas, he eats his meal and he can learn the whole afternoon. He doesn't have a learn in the morning before davening, after davening, so. And then he has his vacations time. You know, they have Jewish holidays. Rabbis are busy. They're busy with giving drushas and shiurim and answering shilas. And a balabas doesn't have any, people aren't calling him up to ask Shai. He's just learn. And secular holidays, it's George Washington's birthday, it's George Washington's birthday, it's Abraham Lincoln's birthday, it's his Yahrzeit, it's this person, it's Martin Luther King. This is the day Martin Luther King met his wife, this is the day Martin Luther King was born, this is the day Martin Luther King was killed, this is the day Martin Luther King said, I had a dream, and this is Labor Day, and Veterans Day. Funny, on Labor Day you don't work, you would think you'd work. Because there are a lot of off days in the American calendar. So a Balabas can really do a lot of learning. Upon him, back then, the businessmen were very busy. And I guess Rabbanim, at least in the tells, the way they would teach the Talmidim, as is presented here by the great author and Askin, Pil Zeidman, Zichrono Lebracha. Was a great historian, many important books and articles. So they would tell the Balabatim, you're going to be so busy working afterwards, you make sure to learn a lot now. Rabbanim, at least you're going to be busy with Torah. In any event, so that was, so what did we cover? We covered some beautiful history of tells, of Rav Avraham Yitzchak Bloch, which we would like to continue the historical part, and then the Torah. We brought a raya that pshat and eid echad, the reason eid echad is not naman against the chazaka is chazak yisura is because he doesn't have the power to change it. We already know to be true. We brought a raya based on a kasha of pnei Yoshua. So the shmaitz is pshat, but the shmaitz himself questioned. Chalik pnei ruvid iser kam, ruvid iser kam, ruvid lesser kam. So an Eid Echad is taka believed against Rav, just not against Chazaka, because Chazaka is a presumption of a certain reality, and he doesn't have the power to change that reality. He doesn't have the koch l'shanais. So Mirtz Hashem, we are going to B'li Neder continue this B'li Neder. This was great. Okay. Thank you so, so much for listening, sweetest friends. Shalom, shalom.